Young people ask, creation or evolution? Part 2. Why question evolution? Alex is confused. He has always believed in God and in creation. But today his biology teacher forcefully claimed that evolution is a fact, that it is based on credible scientific research. Alex doesn't want to appear to be foolish. After all, he says to himself, if scientists have proved evolution to be true, who am I to question them? Can you identify with this scenario? Perhaps for all your life you've believed what the Bible says. God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1. Yet recently people have been trying to convince you that creation is a myth and that evolution is a fact. Should you believe them? Why question evolution? Two reasons to question evolution. 1. Scientists don't agree on evolution. Despite decades of research, scientists have yet to come up with an explanation for evolution that they all can agree on. To think about. If scientists can't agree on evolution, and they're supposed to be the experts, are you wrong to question the theory? 2. It matters what you believe. If life came about by accident, then our lives and all the things in our universe are meaningless, says a boy named Zachary. He has a point. After all, if evolution were true, life would not seem to have any lasting purpose. On the other hand, if creation is true, we can find satisfying answers to questions about the purpose of life and what the future holds. To think about, how would knowing the truth about evolution and creation make a difference in your life? Questions to consider. Claim: everything in the universe came as a result of a random Big Bang. Who or what caused the Big Bang? Which makes more sense? That everything came from nothing, or that everything came from something, or someone? Claim: humans evolved from animals. If humans evolved from animals, from apes, for example, why is there such a huge gap between the intellectual abilities of humans and those of apes? The footnote reads, some may claim that humans are more intelligent because they have a larger brain than apes do. However, for reasons why that argument is not valid, see the brochure The Origin of Life, 5 Questions Worth Asking, page 28. End of footnote. Why are even the most basic forms of life so incredibly complex? The footnote reads, see the brochure The Origin of Life, 5 Questions Worth Asking, pages 8 through 12. End of footnote. Claim: evolution is a proven fact. Has the person making this claim investigated the evidence for himself? How many people believe in evolution simply because they have been told that all intelligent people believe in it? What your peers say. Gwen:
imagine that someone told you that there was an explosion at a printing plant and that the ink spattered onto the walls and ceilings and formed an unabridged dictionary. Would you believe it? How much more unbelievable is it that everything in the orderly universe came about as a result of a random Big Bang?
Jessica:
humans have qualities far beyond what is necessary for mere survival. In fact, we care for sick people and help those who are less fortunate. Why would we do that if evolution, with its survival of the fittest motto, were true?
Julia:
if you were walking through the forest and discovered a beautiful log cabin, would you think, how fascinating, the trees must have fallen in just the right way to make this house? Of course not. It's just not reasonable. So why should we believe that everything in the universe just happened to come about?